What's the difference between what is known and what is unknown? And what is the difference between what you think you're getting and what you have or what you received? Today, episode is going to be focusing on the importance of asking the right questions and being aware of what you're trying to accomplish. Hello, and thanks for tuning in again. I'm Gary, and I'm your host for Military Illumination, where we look at differences between what the military says and what they do, and the importance of asking questions to ensure that you're making an informed decision whether or not to enlist in the military or to recommend it. It's Sunday afternoon, and at a barbecue with some friends, some business colleagues, the conversation comes up. Me being who I am, I voice a displeasure or something that I saw recently at that place that sells those hot dogs for $1.50 with the sodas, the big box store. I went in to buy one of the little wheel cars that become popular. I needed one in Costco, and that store had them on sale for $20 off at $69.99. Original price was $89.99. I knew I needed to get one. And I just like, hey, this is a great deal. I mean, I'm going to load it up. I got a deal. I was telling my colleagues, they were just lying to me. When you do the math and look closer, it's a lot less. I was being misled. And that was my focus when I was talking with my friends and colleagues. As always, there's somebody at a party who has insight. That person, you can ask them anything. They just know everything. Trivia, they'll win championship, they'll go in Jeopardy, and they'll win for 10 years. They're that good. This person said, no, it's a rebate. It's an instant rebate. What they're doing is legal. The savings is through the instant rebate that you get when you check out. But I said, no, you're paying taxes on the full price, the reduced price. He was insisted, we were heated. But he said, no, they're perfectly legal. So they're misleading people. Another lady jumped in and said, you know what? These cereal companies have all these fancy boxes and lettering. But when you read the ingredients, there's some things in there that they use for cleaning supplies. There's chemicals in that cereal. They call it different things. What caught my attention was when this lady said, the same companies will sell it overseas in European countries and not have those ingredients because those countries will not buy our product because it said it is poisonous. Think about that. We're thinking we're getting something nutritious, something good, but actually, it's a box full of chemicals. Maybe you believe that you're getting something nutritious and good, so you buy it for your kids because they have that little animal with the stripes on it. They're making you believe that you're getting a good deal because it's an instant rebate. Instantly, $20 off. So we take your happy little self up to the counter, you pay for it, and you think you got a deal. But when you stop and ask the question, is this a good deal? I ran the math. I realized that savings actually was only like $6, $7. Do I really need to buy this product now? No, I don't need to buy it because it's not a good deal. I realized that if I bought it full price at $89, the added tax on it is going to come out to about $90-some. Now you take that $20 off, that's the savings. So we say it was $98. You take away $20 off of it. You take away $20 off of that. And that's your savings. $75 roughly. That's the savings. That's a straight up savings to me. So what's in it for Costco? Volume. They're getting a great deal and they're giving volume. So they're actually going to make a major profit because now they're able to get it a lot cheaper. They win. The cereal companies, they're able to sell a lot more cereal, keep people coming back more because of the chemicals inside of it, sell it for a lot cheaper. Yes, they're going to make more money. Because even if they sell it overseas at a higher cost, it will cost them chart more to sell it over there. It's obviously being offset by the cheaper American prices and services and goods here. We're being deceived. You look at a burger on TV. And the one you get when you go to that store, it's a shadow of what you thought you were getting. But we got it. So now let's look in the military. What is the eye candy for the military? The eye candy for the military, the one they get your attention on, is free college. Yes, we'll pay for your college. Free medical, free dental. You can retire at 20. With 20 years, you can retire. Yes, that's all that eye candy is. But it's never as good as it seems. When you actually do the math and you actually look at everything, you realize what you think you're getting when you join the military, you're not. Let's look at these three things. Let's look at some of the benefits. Let's look at the e-retirement. When we say retire, we're already thinking about what civilians think of retirement. So what's the catch? It can't be all that good. If that's the case, everybody would come into the military. The catch would be the question you ask yourself, what happens at 20 years? Will I be able to collect unemployment? What's going to happen at 20 years? You go on, now you're about 38 years old, 20 years. No responsibility, no family. Spending money on cards and showgirls or booze. Along the way, you pick up a wife. You pick up some kids. You pick up some debt. Not just a little debt, but a lot of debt. While your base pay is going up, you're also getting money for living allowances. If you're overseas, you get money for being deployed, which boosts your monthly income. So now, if your base pay is $2,000, you add all the extra stuff, and now you're at $4,000 a month. You're living a $4,000 month lifestyle. The kids are still going to be in school. You're still going to be young. And because you've been moving around so much, your spouse won't be able to really establish anything of significance. Now you're at 20 years. If you make it 20 years, there's something called the 19-year itch where the military tries to get rid of people. So let's say now you're at 20 years, you're like $6,000 a month. You got the house there, you got bills. So your base pay is $3,500. That's your base pay. Even though you're getting $6,000, your base pay is $3,500. Here's how military retirement works. Your military retirement is based on 50% of your base pay. If you get medical discharge, that's a whole different monster. You can get more back, but you're probably all broken up too. At $3,500, half of that is your retirement. Now, you're going to take that $1,500, and guess what? Your government's going to take back taxes on that. Yes, you pay taxes on that. Now they're taking taxes out of that. So that $1,500 drops down, let's just say $1,200. You're living a $6,000 lifestyle. Now you're down at $1,200. It really depends on the rank you get. But it doesn't matter because more money means more debt. So now you get $1,200. Let's say you got a house payment. It's going to be about $2,000 a month. Where did that money go to? Well, you probably got a car too, right? You probably got car insurance. Just your housing alone, you will not be able to life of a retired person. If a person was smart enough, they can manage something, put something together. But that's not the case with most people in the military. Because life happens, the economy happens, cost of living goes up. So, the military retirement in 20 years is just another way to stop one job and work another job. But they led you to believe that, yeah, you can retire at 20 years. All you're really doing is finding another job in 20 years if you make it there. The difference is knowing the difference between civilian life and the military life. The difference is realizing and understanding that in the military is 180 degrees different than civilian. The sooner you understand the Farish Doctrine and how it affects you in the military, the sooner you'll be able to understand what you're dealing with. Once you understand that through the Farish Doctrine, you have no control over your life and you still want to serve, then go for it. Understanding the difference is what's going to help you make a decision based on what you're looking for, not what the government's looking for. All the government wants to do is put people in the military. Serving. If it ever came down to the point where we had to defend this country, there will be lines for miles of people trying to get in. You would not have a shortage. As long as you're going abroad and policing internationally, there's always going to be a need to supplement personnel. Like most countries, it's mandatory 2 years. I think that's a great thing. Then you can open up every door and show everything. There's no more deception. But as long as you're trying to make the military seem like an ordinary career and not looking at the difference, I believe you're deceiving people. But the government is deceiving people. Counselors are deceiving young men and women. It is what it is. Understanding the difference. Sales, they're happy. Their shareholders are making money. The military, understanding the difference and asking the questions. Don't take their word for it. The best thing to do is understand what it is that you're trying to achieve. Look at all the options that can get you there. Then make a decision. The key to it is limit how much you tell your recruiter, because they will take what you tell them, manipulate it, and make you believe that you're getting something that you're not. And by the time you're in, it's too late. Come back again where we're going to be discussing some other differences that will be helpful to you, hopefully, and make a decision or share with someone who's thinking about it. Military Illumination is all about sharing and opening up people's eyes. So what's the difference? Why do we do it? There is a call to action. I was subjected to and have observed the underhanded practices of the government and the military. I had a choice. I can step back and do nothing, or I can share. Like so many other people on the internet are sharing their story. They're warning people over and over again. I'm not the only one, and everyone else is calling out in the dark. I want to give you options and choices. Until next time, ask questions, be aware, and know what you want. Take care.